Sairam. You are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmonies Asia Stream, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, and I am Team Radio Sai Sarbu. Well, this is a segment, Service, Love in Action. I had recorded a conversation with Mrs. P. Karuna Vallabh, who was not only a Balvika student, but is a Balvika's guru for more than 3.5 decades now. And currently she is the Balvika's coordinator for the entire North Kandra district, that is the Karwar district of the South Indian state of Karnataka. Well, having come to Swami's fold at an early age, Mrs. Karuna Vallabh has dedicated her life being an instrument in the divine mission of Bhagwan Baba. Professionally, she was working for the state-run telecommunication company, PSNL, but later found that she was not able to find time to conduct Balvika's classes and to do other service activities, and so later she took voluntary retirement from her professional career and plunged into various service activities, her forte being taking Balvika's classes and training other Balvika's gurus, as she was the Balvika's coordinator for the entire North Kandra district of the South Indian state of Karnataka. So, dear listeners, let's now listen to the recording of the conversation which I had with Mrs. P. Karuna Vallabh. Sairam, madam, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sairam.
So, to begin with, tell us, how did you come to know about Swami, and when were you introduced to Balvikas?
Sairam, first of all, I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. My father and mother are old devotees of Swami. They first visited Puttaparthi in 1964.
Okay.
Since then, they are ardent devotees of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba with implicit faith in him.
Yes.
In 1968, on October 23rd, Swami visited Karwar during his tour of North Kandra and South Kandra districts of Karnataka state.
Hmm.
At that time, I had the first Swami's darshan at the young age of 10 years.
Hmm.
Sri Vishnu Shetia of our district, who was loved by Swami very much, was instrumental in bringing Bhagwan to more than 15 places in our North Kandra districts.
Okay.
Swami's divine visit at that time had a tremendous impact on entire people of our district.
Mm.
As such, our North Kandra district has in all 20 samitis and 55 bhajna mandalis spread over the area, and stands first in Karnataka.
Okay. So that time itself you joined Balvikas?
That time Balvikas was not started.
Oh, okay.
But we started going to our samiti in Karwar.
Mm.
Later on in 1969 end or 70 starting.
Balvikas was known as Balviharas,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. First it was known as Balvihar, and later on in Dharmakshetra the first world conference was held.
Hmm.
At that time Swami changed the name from Balvihar to Balvikas.
Yes, Vihar means a dwelling place and Vikas means blossoming. So by that Swami made it clear that it's not some time pass, but it's for spiritual blossoming.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Then you
at that time I was in Balvikas only as a student. Then, after 1975 or so, I was in 15, 16 years old and I was sent to Balvikas training.
Okay.
And thereafter, I started taking Balvikas classes, guiding, helping our gurus.
Yes.
And then, after a few years, I also became Balvikas guru.
So, in North Kandra district, what are the statistics can you give about the Balvikas samitis and...
Yeah, definitely. Our North Kandra district has in all 20 samitis,
okay,
and 55 bhajana mandalis spread over the area and stands first in Karnataka state.
That's great.
Yeah. Mm. And regarding Balvikas, we are having 129 Balvika centers spread over all our district, and 218 gurus are conducting these centers.
Mm.
And 4,200 students are getting benefit of this Balvikas classes.
Okay, that's wonderful. So now let's come to the Balvikas activities.
Yeah.
What are the different aspects of Balvikas?
Balvikas, as Swami told, is an educative process of a child. A child is like a running bicycle in which the child will be on the seat of the bicycle.
Okay.
And two wheels are the parents and gurus.
Okay.
So, for upliftment of the child and for the growth of the child, both parents and gurus' efforts are needed.
Yeah, that's right. For riding a bicycle properly, coordination of both wheels are required.
Both wheels are required.
Yes. Okay, so first is the training of teachers.
Yeah, so we train Balvikas gurus. To make the Balvikas movement successful, gurus are to be properly trained. With this view in mind, we conduct regular Balvikas trainings workshops for our gurus under the guidance of our state coordinators and research persons.
So how often you conduct these trainings, camps or training sessions?
Trainings are conducted in different levels. They are taluka level, district level, state level and all India level also. All India level trainings will be somewhere in once in 2 years like that.
Once in 2 years. Okay.
And state level meetings will be twice a year. After state level meeting, within 1 month or 2 months, we will have district level meetings.
Okay.
And all Balvikas gurus will be called for that meeting. And whatever state level training we have learnt or we are advised, aspects will be passed over to the all Balvikas gurus.
Now for becoming a Balvikas guru, is there any age limit or something? Any qualification?
They should pass SSLC because they should know learn write and read.
Yeah, literate. Yes. They should be literate.
Literate. And the age is above 18.
Above 18, yeah.
Preferably ladies are advised to become Balvikas gurus. Okay. More because they will have love, courtesy, patience
and
all. But some areas we need gents help also for workshops and all. So some 10% gents gurus are also there. 90% ladies gurus.
Then in your district, that is North Canara district, how many Balvikas gurus roughly?
Trained gurus are 218.
Okay.
And others also who are helping them, altogether will be 250.
Okay. Okay, just for the benefit of the listeners, we are talking about the Balvikas gurus. In fact, in the year 1974, Bhagwan himself gave this identity to the Balvikas teachers as Balvikas gurus. Okay, madam, can you tell some methods in which you take the training camps?
For gurus?
Yes, for gurus.
For gurus, we are having a prescribed text.
Okay.
In the 5 Ds, means devotion, discipline, discrimination, determination, duty. Yes. All these 5 aspects, we have to teach it to children.
Yeah, it gurus will be, have to teach to children. So you first tell the gurus.
Gurus. We describe them so that gurus should come to know what is 5 Ds. Then we take model Balvikas classes.
Yeah.
So gurus must learn how to receive the children.
Yeah, it will be like a demonstration
of 1 hour Balvikas
class. Of 1 Balvikas class,
And the different aspects
like
of...
How you receive the children when they come to the Balvikas class and make them seated and the different activities inside Balvikas class.
Then we are having some 15-16 prescribed lectures for Balvikas trainings. So all those we will have to do. In that one, parenting also is there. Then regarding exams, we are conducting exams for Balvikas children. That will also be told to the gurus. And the teaching techniques are there. So whatever portion is given to us in Balvikas group 1, group 2, group 3 is in the textbooks like. Vikas 1 is for group 1. Vikas 2 is for group 2 and Vikas 3 is for Pre-Sivada, that is group 3. So, these portion how they have to cover and what techniques are to be adopted for teaching. There are 5 teaching techniques. Each teaching techniques we are having 1 hour specific lectures. And after that we teach them group songs also because that is also one part
for gurus.
So that it should be
That's right.
Taught to the children later on.
So it's almost like taking a Balvikas class for the gurus first.
Yes.
Okay.
And then different group activities also we teach them.
Mm.
In that we cover games, spiritual games and quiz programs.
Mm.
And the questionnaires we give them. Mm. And so on, some funny games like that.
Okay, let's come to the second aspect of the bicycle that you told, that is that's the parenting.
Yes.
Yes, tell us something about the parenting.
Only with the perfect coordination of the child, parents and gurus, the progress of the child can be achieved.
Yes, that's right.
So the Balvikas gurus, with the help and guidance of Samiti people, organize parents meetings once in 6 months to make aware of their responsibilities towards their children.
Mm.
In these meetings, we tell the parents about the very delicate part of child psychology, about the Balvikas program, nowadays need for developing values and their support and cooperation. Nowadays, parents think that Balvikas is only going to the class, doing bhajans, listening to the stories and coming back.
Yeah.
But Balvikas is not only that, it covers much more portion, that all we tell them in these parents meetings.
Mm.
And in parents meeting, what we do is we call some 2 or 3 past students.
Okay.
Means those who have completed this 9 years course of Balvikas.
Mm.
And they only speak and tell the benefits that are that they got from Balvikas.
Their experience of being a Balvikas student.
Experience. And what status they are having now in society, how they are respected in schools.
Mm.
And because of that, how they have built self-confidence.
Yeah, how the Balvikas has helped them in their career.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the getting leadership qualities.
Yeah, leadership qualities.
All these are benefits of Balvikas, you know.
Mm.
Through children only, we tell them, because parents will be convinced.
Yes, that's right.
So like this, and some competitions also we keep for parents.
Okay.
Yeah. Just for attraction like that.
Now talking about parents, there may be 2 types of parents. Like some may be devotees of Swami and others may be
non-devotees
of Bhagwan.
Yeah.
Is there any different ways of telling them?
Parents who are Sai devotees,
yes.
Of course we are having no problem because they will be quite listeners.
Yes.
Other parents, they will have some doubts. So we'll have nice discussion over that.
Mm.
For such parents who are non-devotees, for parenting session, we are having a separate questionnaire given by our state coordinators.
Mm.
So just to enlighten them, we ask the questions in that.
Mm.
Just we will not discuss anything over that answers, but through those questions only, the parents will come to know. Regarding the value of Balvikas in such a way the questions are being taken.
Okay.
Just for example, like as and when your child asks for money, whether will you give it to the child, like that. Then some parents who know about Swami's teachings, feeling on desires and all, they will say, no, we'll ask for what they want or we'll restrict the amount given like that.
Mm.
Other parents will say, yes, for satisfying their wants, we have to give because their happiness is our happiness. In this way, they will speak.
Yes.
But later on, they will come to know, because this point question, no, they will come to know that there should be some restriction on that. Indirectly, through questions, we tell them what is what Swami wishes like that.
Okay, so now let's come to the Balvikas classes proper. So first tell us how often you conduct these Balvikas classes.
Yeah, Balvikas classes are weekly one period.
Weekly once, okay.
Yeah.
That is for how much time?
Mostly on Saturdays evenings or Sundays, the children are having school holidays.
Yes, that's right.
So that time, whenever it is convenient for students as well as to gurus, they conduct for 1.5 hours.
1.5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, please tell us the structure of the Balvikas class, that is different groups and all those things.
Okay. The groups are like group 1, and that is for 3 years.
Group 1 is for 3 years.
Yeah. That is from 6 years to 9 years.
6 to 9. Okay.
Now they have added 4 plus also. Because small children like Balvikas classes for singing shlokas and all. So from last 2 years they have added 4 plus.
So 4 plus to 9 years.
9 years
is group 1.
Group 1.
Yes.
Then from 9 plus to 12 it is second group.
Mm.
and 13 onwards up to 15 it is third.
Yeah, group 3. Okay, now let's come to the Bal Vikas class. How a class starts? What happens in a class?
First, we are giving them one time. It may be 4 p.m. like.
Okay.
So all children should come to the Bal Vikas before that, 5 minutes before that. So we receive them lovingly. Gurus will receive them lovingly. And they will make them to... Discipline is the first aspect of Bal Vikas.
Yes, that's what the Swami wants.
Starting from keeping their food first in a systematic way. Then they will be seated in nice rows like girls one side, boys one side separately. Then exactly at 4 o'clock, teacher will ask students to sit in Chinmudra and close their eyes. And by silent sitting, we'll start the class.
Okay. So, class starts with silent sitting.
Silent sitting for 2 minutes because children can't sit more than 2-3 minutes.
2 minutes itself is great, I think.
Then we'll start with 3 Omkaras and prescribed prayers for them. Then 3-4 bhajans like that.
Yeah, yesterday while talking, we were telling about that guided visualization.
For silent sitting, we are having that guided visualization.
So how often you have do you have it every week or?
No, not every week because every time if we have it, it will not have that importance. So once in a month or one and a half.
So what is it? Can you give an example?
Okay. We ask the children to sit in Sukhasana.
Okay,
means Sukhasana. Comfortable posture, however they want to sit. Then keep their fingers in Chinmudra. So ask them to keep it on their lap. And just I will tell how I conduct this
joyride.
It is called joyride.
Okay, it's called joyride.
So I will start as I tell it to children, okay?
Yes, please. Okay.
Just listen to me, children, and sit in Sukhasana, okay? Keep your fingers in Chinmudra and keep them on your lap. And slowly close your eyes and just listen to me and imagine the scene before your eyes, whatever I tell, okay? Please don't open your eyes till I chant Shanti, Shanti, Shanti thrice. Please don't talk also or look here and there. Sit quietly, closing your eyes. Okay, my dear children? So, now we will have a joyride to Puttaparthi. So, the bus has come and all of you go in the line one by one and get into the bus. That's nice. So, all got the seats, isn't it? Everybody is comfortable. So now we will have a ride to Puttaparthi and have Swami's divine darshan there. Jai Bolo Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai. Enjoy the beautiful nature around you through the windows. Children, see the beautiful mountains, rivers, flowing full water. Greenery around you, clouds, nice cool breeze. How nice Swami has created this world. So, now we'll sing His glory through the bhajans in the bus, okay? Everybody has to join the bhajans and sing them loudly, okay?
हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं प्रेम भक्ति बिना उदार नहीं प्रेम भक्ति बिना उदार नहीं गुरु सेवा बिना निवारण नहीं गुरु सेवा बिना Hari bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi. Jap dhyana bina samyoga nahi. Jap dhyana bina samyoga nahi. Prabhu darsh bina prajnana nahi. Prabhu darsh bina prajnana nahi. Daya dharma bina sat karma nahi. Daya dharma bina sat karma nahi. Bhagavan bina koi apna nahi. Bhagavan bina koi apna nahi. Hari naam bina paramatma nahi. Hari naam bina paramatma nahi. Hari bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi. Hari bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi. Hari naam bina ananda nahi. Hari naam bina ananda nahi. Hari bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi. Sukha shanti nahi.
Oh, we already reached Puttaparthi. See, at your right side, there is big building. It is like a palace. It is the Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital of Puttaparthi. It is called the Temple of Healing. Now, here is the airport at your right side. Then, now we are nearing Twin Ganeshas, so beautiful statues they are. Now we are near the Gokulam gate, that is where Swami's cows and all calves are there, at your left side. Next comes the beautiful building of Music College. See, all instruments so big are displayed there. Now the next comes wonderful building of International Sports Stadium at your right. Here are the hostel buildings, schools, colleges, university buildings, planetarium, Elephant Sai Gita Samadhi, so on. So beautiful buildings Swami has constructed. All buildings are not only buildings, but they are like palaces and temples. This area is called Vidyagiri, okay? So, now we reached Puttaparthi, the abode of love of our beloved Swami. Come on, all of us will have His divine darshan. Sai Ram. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Well, that was a very nice joyride. In fact, when you are telling, I was imagining myself coming in a bus and seeing the beautiful buildings and, yes, most importantly, Swami's darshan.
Yeah.
So, such joyrides you have very often.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. One is this an example, coming to Puttaparthi. And maybe other areas.
We may go to some beautiful places of nature.
Yeah.
Or we may go to some temples, like the Dharmasthala.
This different syllabus you will be having for different groups.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit about that, please tell us.
Yes, first group children will have Balvikas 1 book.
Yeah, it is for group 1.
Group 1.
Hmm.
All this syllabus is given by Swami only for
us. Okay, prescribed by Swami Himself, yes.
Yes, so if they study that portion,
yes,
it will definitely change their lives.
Yeah,
in
right.
All. So first Swami has given prayers, 30 prayers that we call shlokas or prarthane, suti, like that. In that 24 are related to Hinduism and other 6 are of other religions.
Okay.
And next they are given 30 small bhajans, means rhythmic, only singing the glory of gods. Like this 30 bhajans are there. Then 30 stories are there for the children.
Okay.
Each story will have different values, like Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, then love for the nature, love for the animals.
Small inspiring stories on our scriptures, epics, Ramayana, Mahabharata,
yes.
And all this.
Okay. And saints also.
Okay, on saints.
Yes, and some real stories also, Gandhiji's, Ramana Maharshi,
Abraham Lincoln, yes.
Like this. And then we'll have just introduction of Mahabharata and Ramayana for first group. Then health and hygiene for them. And yoga, introduction of yoga for them. Then Swami's sayings, slogans.
Yes.
Some 15 small slogans for first group. And then Japa and Dhyana.
Okay.
Then we'll have Ashtottara, Swami's Ashtottara, 108. For first group, they just have to by heart them.
Okay. 108 names of Bhagwan.
And for second group, they have to learn the meanings of
Swami. Oh, meanings like also, yes.
And we are having a Satya Sai Suprabhatam also.
Yes,
what we, Ishwaramba, Sutta Sriman, that is Ishwaramba. First group, they have to learn by heart. And for second group, they have to learn the
meanings. Meaning of entire Suprabhatam also.
Yeah. This is a prescribed test for group 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for group 2 and group 3?
For group 2, same what we are having for group 1, little higher side.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you, for group 1, there is Sai emblem also.
Sai emblem,
yes. So, Sai emblem, description of that.
Okay, we want you to describe it once. How you describe it to the children?
Yeah, same Swami way. Himself has given that emblem to, as an emblem of Satya Sai Seva organization.
Yeah, that is the Sarvadharma symbol.
It is a Sai emblem, Sarvadharma symbol. In Sai emblem, there are 5 symbols of different religions. So, one Omkara. That Omkara stands for a symbol of Sanatana Dharma.
Yes.
And it means that, as per Swami's this description, listen to the pranava resounding in your heart as well as in the heart of universe also.
Okay.
So, each and every aspect of the universe we can hear that Omkara.
Yes.
That Swami meant. And for the chakra, it is a symbol of Buddhism. So, it means that remember the wheel of cause and consequences of deeds and destiny, and the wheel of dharma rights them all. Like this.
So that means we should take pleasure and pain with equal sense. That is, we should
be equanimous
always.
Yes.
Then
The next comes to the sacred fire, the symbol of Zoroastrianism.
That
is Parsis. Offer all bitterness in the sacred fire and emerge grand, great and godly.
Yes.
So whatever bad qualities we are having, we should put it in the fire and we should be pure like that.
We should offer everything at the lotus feet of a god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then come Islam.
Islam, yes.
Crescent and star is the symbol of Islam. It means that be like a star which never wavers from the crescent, that is moon, but it is fixed in steady faith.
Okay.
Just like that star won't move from the crescent.
Yes.
We should not move from...
A devotee should not move from the Lord.
God's proximity.
Yeah. Yes, that's
like that. Then the last one is cross is the symbol of Christianity. Cut the eye feeling clean across and let your ego die on the cross to end on your eternity. This is the meaning for that. And
so we should cut down our ego, that is the eye.
Yeah, eye.
Okay.
The 5 small petals indicates 5 values, that is Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa.
Okay.
And at the center, there is a Jyoti. You can call it as Satya Jyoti, Jnana Jyoti, Prema Jyoti. This is what Swami called is as Satya Deepa. There are 6 rounds in the lamp of light. Below that lamp, there are 6 rounds. They show the 6 Arishad Vargas. To reach the lamp of light, that is God, you have to overcome these 6 vices.
Yes.
It is that meaning of that Satyadhiti. So in all, the Sai emblem signifies that the people of different religions have to live in harmony, practicing 5 important human values in life. Meanwhile, we have to overcome the 6 vices, that is Arishad Vargas, to reach the God. That is lamp of light.
Yes.
This is what Swami
meant for us. So now, please tell us some more activities in Bal Vikas classes, in some more creative ways, innovative ways through which you teach the children.
Yeah. More time is spent for storytelling.
Yes.
And stories are taught not only description, but through puppets or some charts.
Some fun games.
Fun games also.
Please give us 1 or 2 examples.
Like if you are having a Valmiki story, that is Ramayana, just we will make puppets of this is Ratnakara, who later on called Valmiki, and Narada, and his family members. These are enough for that. Just we'll play them on the table, and while playing only we'll describe the story. So children will be concentrating on the idols there, and they will listen to the story, and they will learn it very nicely.
This is for group 1 children, that is from 5 to 9 years of age.
Storytelling is mostly for that group only. Next group only some high level stories are there, group 2 and group 3.
Then yesterday you were also mentioning that post-box game.
Yes, that post-box games means, just now I told you about Sai emblem. After explaining that to bring religious harmony in children, we tell this different aspects about all religions, like founders of the religions, their epics, then major festivals belonging to that particular religion. Then holy places, holy scriptures, whatever they use in prayers, and there are mandirs, means for mosque, churches, mandirs like that. We describe them. But for children, just listening will be boring. So in one
some activity makes it more interesting.
So in one class, just in a brief, we'll explain this. And in next class, what we'll do, we'll put all these aspects we have told them in slip, like all names of the festivals.
You'll write in a small piece of paper.
Strips we'll make. We preserve them, sticking them to the cardboard pieces. So it can be reused for all classes. Then 5 boxes or one compartment like that. It will be called post office. We stitch them, actually, having 5 compartments. And on that, all these religion symbols will be stuck. In the class, what we'll do, we'll distribute all those strips to the children. There will be about 60 strips, questionized like that. If 15 children are there, each one will get 4 strips. Then we'll ask each child to come to that post office box. It will be kept in front. And 5 compartments will be there, separate. The child has to read what question it has. Suppose if there is one question that it is written that Muhammad Paigambar. Then child has to tell what is that Muhammad Paigambar.
Like it belongs to Islam.
And it has to put that in the Islam box.
That box,
If next child gets a question like Rome. So Rome is a holy place of visit for Christians. So it has to put that in
Christianity box.
Like that, it will, they will have all full this. If one gets Mawla, so he is a priest in a Muslim mosque. So they have to put it in Islam like that. All religions questions will cover, and it, by game only they will come to know this.
Simple games, but it will make an impact in the minds of children. And one more game you are mentioning, that concentration games, sitting in a
concentration
circle.
Concentration games, we are having many games. Just I will tell one or two for you. Sairam Sai Krishna game. It's called Sairam Sai Krishna.
Sairam Sai Krishna game.
Means children will be made to sit in a circle.
Okay.
Then they will be asked to count 1, two-legged. Mm. One, first one has to tell one.
Yes.
Next will tell two. Mm. Third person will tell three. Fourth okay. will tell mm. four. Fifth person will not tell five. Oh. Instead, he will tell Sai Ram.
Okay.
Oh. Like this. Then six, mm. seven, eight, nine. Tenth person will tell Sai Krishna.
Okay.
Mm. Then 11th person, 11 like that.
So multiples of 5 should alternately tell either Sai Krishna, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Mm. And the multiples of 10 is Sai Krishna.
Okay. Multiples of 10, Sai Krishna.
Mm. So just to confuse them, yeah, because every time Sai Rama comes, it will be easy though. So Sai Ram once, for multiples of 5, Sai Ram, multiples of 10, Sai Krishna. One by one, 1, 2, 3, 4, Sai Ram, 6, 7, 8, 9, Sai Krishna, 11.
With that, they will develop some concentration.
They have to concentrate. Otherwise, what happens? The 10th person will tell Sai Krishna, and 11th person will forget what number
yes,
is.
Yes.
He will just look here and there for the searching number. Like. Then he will be out of the game.
Okay.
Like that. Then last some 4 or 5 will be there. They will be just fighting for it. It will be very interesting.
Very interesting. Yes.
Children like that game very much. And at last one will win. So some token of love we give them, one pen having Swami slogan or a locket.
Okay, so these are the activities. So at the end of group 1, group 2, group 3, do you conduct exams?
Yes. For group 1 children, we all over Karnataka, we are having district level exams.
Okay.
So district coordinators have to conduct these exams.
That is for group 1.
Group 1.
It will be like group 1 will be for 3 years, but exam will be only once after 3 years.
Mostly 8 and 9 years children will appear for that exam at the end of that group.
End of that group, yes.
After completing that exam, they will go to group 2 classes. And that exam will be covering full portion of that group 1. They will be given questions. 10 marks will be for bhajana singing.
Okay.
And 10 marks will be for reciting shlokas. And then 5 marks for cleanliness and beautiful handwriting. So 25 marks will be for that, and 75 marks writing they have to do. Questions like true or false.
Okay. True or false, match the following, fill in the blanks.
So it will be more. And descriptive questions will be less because the children group is very small.
Okay.
Just
more of objective questions.
Objective questions. More of objective, and descriptive will be just 20 marks. And for state level exams, it is for group 2 and group 3. We get the question papers from state coordinators.
Okay.
And on completion of exam, there only in the exam hall we have to seal the, just like school exams, we seal the papers in a cover. And we have to, by registered post or courier, we send it to the state coordinators. And from there, they will send us the results within a month or so.
So after completion of group 3, the people will be called pre-sevadal, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's very nice, different activities and all in the classes. Well, it seems once Professor Kasturi rightly told, it's a playway education system.
Yes, definitely.
With lot of games.
While teaching children, we also learn so many things,
the
you know.
Gurus, teachers also learn
Our learning never ends, I feel. For past 35 years, I am working as Balvikas Guru, but even now I feel I have to so much to learn like that.
Yes, in fact, somebody had told me that it seems in group 1, the teacher takes upon the role of a mother. So the students are taught discipline and good behavior. And in group 2, the teacher takes the role of a former teacher. And what is taught is a sense of order and respect for rules.
Yes, in the these 5 Ds, in first group, we will teach them first discipline and devotion.
Yes.
And next group, duty and discrimination. And pre-sevadal for determination. And the third group, the teacher will be like a guide and mentor. That last few trainings, they especially gave stress on that. That third group children will be teenagers.
Yes.
And they need more guidance, and then mentoring is required. For in all India, in Prashanti Mandir, Nilem also we had trainings regarding that. And stress was given for mentoring and all.
Has Swami shown any signs of His omnipresence, like to encourage you all to do more and more service activities?
We teach songs to Balvika's children in our classes.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I taught one English song of Ganpati to my son, Vinay,
okay,
when he was coming to my Balvika's class, when he was small.
Okay, for benefit of the listeners, Madam's son Vinay Vallabh, he was a Balvika student and later he did his graduation and post-graduation in Bhagwan's University and currently is working in Swami's organization here in Puttaparthi. So, he was very close to Bhagwan in his college days.
Yes, as you told, he came to Puttaparthi and Swami took him to Kodaikanal.
Okay.
During summer holidays, Swami used to take many students.
Hmm.
That he had the chance of going to Kodaikanal with Swami. So, Swami used to sit with students and have fun with them.
Hmm.
That time, Swami asked Vinay to sing one song because he was a good singer.
Oh, yes.
But Swami asked him to sing a song other than bhajan. You sing some other song, I don't want bhajan, he told.
Oh.
So, he instantly recollected that song which I taught him in Balvika's class.
Okay.
Oh. That is Ganpati song.
Hmm.
And he sang that Ganpati song.
Hmm.
So, Swami liked it so much that after Vinay was called as Ganesha boy only.
Okay, Ganesha boy.
Ganesha boy. Even after returning from Kodaikanal, Swami asked Vinay to sing that song 3 or 4 times, once in Vrindavana, twice in Parthi, like that, enjoying that song.
Hmm.
Then he was asking about the meaning of Modaka. It Modaka comes, one sweet item is prepared,
yes,
being cooked, steamed, and offered to Ganesha.
Yes.
In our place, we do Modakas like that. So, where you learned this song, Swami asked him.
Mm.
And that time he told that I learned it in Balvika's class from my mother. Like
okay.
That.
Please sing that song for us once.
It is having English words, but Kannada extends. Like
Kannada extends.
For stomach, it is like stomaku. And serpentu, for serpent it is like serpentu, like that.
Yes.
So I will sing.
Yeah, please.
Come, O Balki, stamaku Ganpati, you are the son of Shiva Parvati. You are the son of Shiva Parvati. Riding a rat too, belting a serpent too, having the face of an elephant too. Riding a rat too, belting a serpent too, having the face of an elephant too. You are the son of Shiva Parvati. Come, O Balki, stamaku Ganpati, you are the son of Shiva Parvati. We offer you Modaka Payasa. We offer you Modaka Payasa. You are the steno of Vedavyasa. You are the steno of Vedavyasa. Come, O Balki, stamaku Ganpati, you are the son of Shiva Parvati. Please ensure us Vikna Vinashaka. Please ensure us Vikna Vinashaka. You are the guru of all exams. You are the guru of all exams. Come, O Balki, stamaku Ganpati, you are the son of Shiva Parvati.
Yes, very nice song. This song describes Lord Ganesha. Yeah,
yeah.
Actually, this is a very nice way of telling the students about Lord Ganesha. Like, directly if we tell about Lord Ganesha, students may not be interested. So, if we nicely sing a song and tell them, they'll get it very quickly.
Yes. Yes.
So, can you sing any other song that you sing in the Balvika's class?
This is what you heard about Ganesha. Now I will sing a song about Krishna.
Okay. Okay. Because yes, Lord Krishna. Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Children like Krishna more.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this song is 50% in English and 50% in Hindi.
Okay. That's
so to make it interesting, because Krishna is mainly known as a Hindi, this known, mm-hmm. North Indian deity.
Yeah, yeah.
So I will sing it.
Okay.
Like, because one small child calling Krishna to his home.
Oh.
So I will sing like a child only, because if I sing it like that only, it will be attractive.
Okay, please.
Come here, my dear Krishna Kanhaiya. Come here, my dear Krishna Kanhaiya. Maine tere liye hriday andar mandir banaya. Maine tere liye hriday andar mandir banaya. For you, my dear, khana banaya. For you, my dear, khana banaya. Butter mishri doodh dahi khub mangaya. Butter mishri doodh dahi khub mangaya. So much delay tumne lagaya. So much delay tumne lagaya. Maine tere liye hriday andar mandir banaya. Maine tere liye hriday andar mandir banaya. Come here, my dear Krishna Kanhaiya. Come here, my dear Krishna Kanhaiya. Maine tere liye hriday andar mandir banaya. Come to my house, my dear, aarti dikhao. Come to my house, my dear, aarti dikhao. Mora pankha mukut main tujhe pehnao. Mora pankhi mukut main tujhe pehnao. Why far rahe Kanhaiya. Why far rahe Kanhaiya. Maine tere liye hriday andar mandir banaya. Maine tere liye hriday andar mandir banaya. Come here, my dear Krishna Kanhaiya. Maine tere liye hriday andar mandir banaya.
Yes, that's a wonderful song. I'm sure your Balika students will be enjoying the classes.
Yeah, because while you sing, no, they will have that picture of Krishna
in front of their
eyes. And they will know what to be done when, if God comes to their house, they have to do aarti, they should offer whatever he likes to eat, likes to wear, like that. So indirectly, that Atithi Satkara is also there in that song.
Mm-hmm.
And love towards God.
Yes.
Yes.
Many lessons. So any other experiences where Swami showed his omnipresence?
2 years back, I had chest pain for 6 months continuously. First we thought that it is because of gas or some bones, this pain like that. Then in Kaili Belgam, it is near to our house, place, we had that full body scan, where they took echo and walking, what it's called?
Treadmill.
Treadmill test. Mm. They had that. So on that report, they told that you are having blockages in your arteries.
Mm.
So they gave so many medicines and exercises, this and that. When I informed this to my son, he told, you come to Puttaparthi or go to Super Hospital, Bangalore.
Swami's Hospital.
Because he was... mainly for Swami's hospitals. So I went to Super Hospital Bangalore and had checkup there. There also they confirmed that blockages are there.
Okay.
And I had a little BP problem also that time because of that problem. So they gave heart medicines and BP medicines. And I took it for 1 year.
Okay.
And the improvement was there. I was not having any problem after that. Then after 1 year, they asked me to have a second checkup. So Vinay asked me to come to Puttaparthi. And here they checked and added one more medicine.
Okay.
And for 6 months, that is totally 1.5 years.
Still they are diagnosed that there is a block in the heart.
Yeah, yeah. they ask me to have a long walk every day, restricted food, salt restrictions, everything. And I was doing that, no coconut, no oil.
Then diet restrictions.
Diet restrictions. And I lost nearly 10 kgs that time. Then after 6 months, that is 1.5 years of this medication, again I had a pain in chest. So I came here to Parthi. And when I had a checkup in hospital, Dr. Iyer, he told that you need a cardiogram.
Okay.
And he gave me December 17th date for that.
That's a small surgical procedure.
Procedure. So I was about to admit on 17th morning, but 16th evening call came from hospital to my son that medicines are not being supplied to because of this strike and all.
Okay.
So after 15 days we will have the procedure. So they gave me 3rd January. So 15 days I was here in Swami's proximity. Every day I was going to Mandir. And sitting there, I was just praying, Swami, that in my angiogram, there should not be any blockages and should not go for any operations and all, Swami. Because if I undergo an operation, I could not work more in Swami's mission.
You can't take Balvikas classes.
And only not taking Balvikas classes, being Balvikas in charge, I have to move around the district.
Many other activities.
Other activities.
You have to train Balvikas gurus. Encourage them.
Go to each and every class and guide them how to take
it.
So I was forced to go everywhere. And my parents, my son will restrict me not to go if I am operated like this. I was crying every day to Swami. And challenged Swami that if I undergo operation, I will just quit this post.
Okay.
And give it to somebody else and just be a Balvikas guru. Work as Balvikas guru, not in church. And if you want me to work as a coordinator and work more for the Swami's mission, please don't do any operation and all. It's everything is in your hand. I believed that and I was praying. And that happened also. When I was admitted and taken to angiogram, he asked me, who asked you to undergo angiogram?
The doctor asked.
Doctor. No blockages. You are having perfect arteries. Then I told the doctor, it's you only. He saw the papers and laughed. It is nothing but Swami's miracle that has cleared your arteries. And then I told, yes, it's Swami's miracle only. And he asked me to take no medicines after that. Now his 2 years are over, I'm not taking any medicine. Not even BP medicines and all.
Way your prayers were answered.
Definitely, I'm experiencing.
You're yearning for Swami and to do service in his mission, to be a part in his mission. Please tell us some more experiences where Swami showed his omnipresence.
Yes, in our Karwar Samiti, we have a adopted village.
Okay.
That is Sasanwada. So all Sai people call it as Sai Sanwada.
Sai Sanwada.
Wada means locality.
Okay.
Sai San means Sai San. All their people are our Sai Sons like that. So lovingly they are called Sai Sanwada. There we had Swami's Mandir. It is Satisai Seva Kshetra and people there are very innocent and they work hard. From Swami's 70th birthday, we are having Anna Santarpana, that is Narayan Seva there, for all the villages around. It is located in a center place and around there are some 12 villages are there. So some 5,000 to 6,000 people come for Narayan Seva on Swami's birthday.
Okay.
So what we were doing, while giving Satya Sai Prasada, we used to give one Swami's Vibhuti packet. And we were giving them food. Serving them. Just they will sit and eat to whatever they wanted.
Narayan Seva.
Narayan Seva. That time, after 2 years, what happened? The Vibhuti was over in the Samiti. Because we take Vibhuti from Puttaparthi only. Nowhere else it is available. And at that time, everybody forgot to bring that Vibhuti. And just 1 week was left for birthday and we were not remembering that Vibhuti is there. Here while my son was singing bhajans, one day Swami called Vinay and told that your Sasanwada Samiti is not having Vibhuti.
Okay.
And for birthday they distribute Vibhuti packets. It is existed there. So he gave one big plastic cover filled with 3 kgs vibhuti, loose vibhuti. And told Vinay that these devotees have come from for my darshan from your place. Just go out and search for them. You will get them. And give this vibhuti to him, telling that please hand it over to your parents for distributing it to Sasanwada. So that is Ganesh Bhumkar. He is having one Xerox machine and he is giving free service to us. All our Sai activities, he is giving free Xerox.
Okay.
Then that person only came here. So he knew us very well.
He was from your place.
He is from Karwar, but he works in Sasanwada also. So he was very happy that Swami gave vibhuti and directly from bus stand he came to our house and told us. That time we recollected that vibhuti is over.
That time only you remembered.
Swami only reminded us giving that vibhuti. Then we mixed other vibhuti in that because so 5,000-6,000 packets were to be packed. And everybody was very happy. We put that vibhuti in, or we have maintained this that vibhuti in a box till now.
Yeah, this shows that if we do Swami's activities, he will take care of every small minor aspects, whatever it is. Okay, madam. Lastly, I want to ask you one important question. So, you have been doing Balvikas activities for many years, 3.5 decades now. So, how has it helped you personally in your spiritual life, that is, to follow Swami's teachings more easily? How it has helped you?
Yeah, while taking Balvikas classes, we get such a pleasure that it can't be expressed like. We find Swami in each child there. And get happiness. If I miss a single Balvikas class, I feel as if I am missing something. And while teaching the values and these principles to children, we are also practicing them, because Swami has told that we have to practice them. So first Mahavakya is love all serve all, Swami has told. So myself and my husband, we started practicing that first.
First we should practice before we preach.
And love all and serve all, these sentences, maximum we are trying to practice. And we are trying to see Swami in each and every human being or animals and like that. As far as possible, we have succeeded in that. As myself and my husband both were working, now we are retired, that we had some amount for service. So we had that chance of serving people more. We could do that better. Because of Swami's principle, we could do that. Otherwise, we would have been very selfish. And just we will be after doing bank balance and all. But because of Swami's principle, we could serve more and get the joy. Find what joy is there in serving like that.
Service. Maybe through Balvikas classes, like you would have got the love of many children.
Wherever we go, just we listen that Sairam teacher, like that, no? It gives immense pleasure.
Okay, finally, madam. So, what are your future plans in this area? What more you want to do?
Yes. No, because Swami is not in physical presence.
Swami is not in physical presence, so in his absence scenario.
Our responsibility has increased now. Because now children ask, Swami is not there. How we have to do like that? Now we must make them to know that Swami is not only physically present, he is
everywhere, the omnipresence.
We should make them to know his omnipresence. Our responsibility has increased.
We want to train the Balvikas gurus.
And
to convince the parents also.
For all these days, Swami was doing. Were doing.
Swami was there physically.
And we were. We had a force behind us that Swami gives us this. But because his physical presence is not there, but it is our responsibility to lead the organization now. We feel that our responsibility is increased, and we have to lead it in a more better, more good way than it was earlier. And we are planning to go to every center, give more guidance, spend more time in this rather than
more time telling
our personal things.
Okay, thank you, madam, for coming to our studios of ADSI. and telling so much about Bal Vikas, the different activities that you do in Bal Vikas class, and also your personal experiences of being Bal Vikas Guru for more than 3.5 decades now. That's really interesting. So thank you for coming here, and Sai Ram. Dear listeners, Sai Ram, and what you just heard was a recording of a conversation with Mrs. P. Karuna Vallabh. Well, I'm sure you all would have benefited with this conversation, as Mrs. Vallabh told in detail about the important aspect of education wing of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, that is the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. Well, Mrs. Vallabh started with the different techniques of Bal Vikas Guru's training, and then the parenting, and then the different activities in the Bal Vikas class, starting with silent sitting, and then the guided visualization, which they call as the joyride. And she gave an example of that also. And then she also narrated some innovative activities which they have, that is the fun games, the post office game, the Sai Ram Sai Krishna game. Well, I liked it so much, and I'm sure you all would have also liked the game. And then she also sang one or two beautiful songs which the Bal Vikas Gurus sing for the children to make the classes very interesting.
Kanda kandam tarakyatinar chinchinat Mahaniyulanuganna matrubhumi Pachatya virula paradrolinchiyo Swatantramunugana samaragumi Panditya gunachala khyatigamchina Pratibhaju pinchina paratabhumi సంగీత సాహిత్య శాస్త్రీయ విద్యలందు తీసెత్తి చూపిన దివ్య భూమి చిత్రకళలతోడ
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా.
హ్యాపీ 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 బి హ్యాపీ. Happy, happy, make others happy. All will be happy. God will be happy.